Hello, dear friends. This is Reverend Dr. Bonnie Barnard, and thank you so much for returning today and for your commitment to this prayer technology. I have loved receiving your emails, and I thank you so much for the work that you're doing in consciousness. What I do know is that not only does your work change who you are, but because you change and you become more loving, more kind, more giving, more abundant, more joyful, that impacts everyone in your world. And so I give you thanks for this work that you've been doing. So today our focus is going to be on step two of the affirmative prayer process. So last week we looked at recognition, and today we are going to focus upon unification. And so let's begin as we always do in prayer. And I ask you to sit comfortably in a chair with your, or on a couch, or in a, next to the wall. Sit comfortably with your back straight up and down. And close your eyes. And we're going to begin by getting grounded. And we're going to get grounded by focusing upon our breath for a moment. So, what I'd like you to do is put your attention upon your breath. And don't force yourself to breathe any different than you normally do. Just tend to or watch your breath going in and out of your belly or up and down, or in and out and up and down, however it goes. And if your mind begins to wonder about what you think you maybe should be doing, then bring it back to focusing upon the breath. There's nothing that you need to be doing right now, except being here, right now, and focusing upon your breath in your body. And what I am noticing is my breath is alternating between pushing my belly in and out and going up and down. And I'm feeling my body, I'm feeling my belly expand and contract with each inhalation and exhalation. And actually put your hand on your belly. I feel it. Internally, I feel it externally with the movement in and with the movement out. And although my eyes are closed, it's almost as though I can see it, because I can feel the sight, feel the movement. Oh, that's beautiful. And now place your attention upon your feet. And the touching upon Mother Earth. If there's anything about this week, about this day, that you wish to have transformed or release, allow that energy to make its way through your feet to Mother Earth. Trust her to transform it and return it to you as usable energy. Feel your feet upon the ground. Experience the breath in your belly. And now place your attention upon your third eye, that place in the middle of your forehead. So you're feeling your feet on the ground, you're feeling the breath in your body, and your attention is on your third eye. I claim each one of us grounded right here and right now, and I will begin in prayer. And so right here and right now, I celebrate another week together. I celebrate another session where the presence of God is being revealed in, through, and as each one of us more personally, more deeply. And so I'm beginning with the allness of God. I am beginning with the recognition that God is all there is, and there's nothing other than it. God is. God is. And as God is all there is, I know that I am the wholeness of God in form, that there's nothing missing from me, that I am the wholeness of God in form. God is whole. I am wholeness. And that my body temple, my emotional body, and my thoughts are in alignment with this wholeness that I am. I know that everything that I need to learn tonight is learned. Everything that needs to be spoken is spoken. Everything that needs to be revealed is revealed. Everything that needs to be uplifted and transformed is. And so I trust this process. I trust this presence. I trust this wholeness. I let go of any lie, of any story, of any false belief that there is something in any way wrong with me, that I am in any way less than, different than, broken. I let go of that story right here and right now, and I energetically step into the truth of my being, that I am whole, perfect, incomplete, made out of the image and likeness of God. I know that this work, this prayer, this class, this session tonight reveals more of the wholeness that I am. That I can't avoid it. I am the wholeness of God. And so I let go of the need to in any way try to be better than or achieve or push. And I allow myself tonight to receive and to open and to know. So I give thanks that God is doing the work through me and doing the work through each one of us, that more good, more God, more wholeness may be known on this earth plane. And I give thanks for this. I release this prayer into the operation of the law, knowing it was fulfilled and is fulfilled. And I give thanks for this, and so it is. Amen. All right. Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome. So last week, the prayer I did was for love, and today for health, since that was the second one that came up, or for wholeness. And just recognizing and knowing that God is whole, and so we are made in its image and likeness, means that there is nothing missing in any one of us. Each one of us has our own unique skills and abilities and gifts to bring forth into the planet, and they're different from each other. So if one of our habits is to compare ourselves to other people and feel good because we in our mind think we are more skilled in some way or better than in some way, and then compare ourselves to someone else and feel crappy because we feel like we can't match up to them, then we are doing that to ourselves. And the truth is that the wholeness of God resides within us. It is who we are, and that we have our own unique skills and talents and gifts to bring forth into the world. Thank God for that. So we need each other. It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. So wholeness was our word today. All right. So I had an email from many of you that would like to talk about praying for others. And I won't have that conversation nor even entertain that concept until we have practiced praying for ourselves and understand that. What I may do is add a bonus track, have another call for us that looks at how we go about praying for another person, and I may do that. I won't promise, but I may end up doing that. The work that we're doing together is really affirmative prayer for ourselves at this point. So, like I said, it's not out of the question, but I'm not going to teach that right now, because it is so important that we learn how to do this affirmative prayer practice for ourselves. So so I will think about bringing others into it, but that would be a separate call in our last call. So another, I received emails from several of you about how awkward it feels to start with God is all there is. And what I do want to say is that was my experience when I first started as well. And how I warmed myself up to get into it was how I warmed myself up in our call tonight as well. And that is starting with gratitude. And my research shows that Ernest Holmes actually, first of all, he never put these five steps together. He did not write a book about prayer that had five steps in it. But what he did do was talk about this enough that he wrote and spoke about this technology to such an extent that it was easy to compile. And when he prayed, he often began in gratitude and then did what's similar to the five steps. Agape, which is a spiritual community that I deeply, deeply love and appreciate and am a part of, has added a sixth step in the beginning, which is gratitude. So that it's easier, I'm not saying they did this because it's easier, but it's easier for me to slide into knowing that God is all there is when I have a grateful heart. And so, I don't remember how I started the prayer on our call tonight, but it probably was something like, I am grateful for this past week, for the people on the call, for this great work that I get to teach, and it reminds me that God is all that is. So if you would like to add an additional step in the beginning and start in gratitude, you may. But please have that be a separate step than the recognition step, because that recognition step really is important to have that pure. So if you choose to start in gratitude, please do. And then when you go into recognition, then have that be the purity of God is all there is, and it is this quality. All right? Very, very good. So tonight is a short night, and it's covering step two. So when you send me your practice this week, if you want to include gratitude in there, do that as a separate step and, do that as a precursor, and then do step one, recognition, and step two, unification. Tonight we're looking at unification. Unification means to unite, to unify. And so step two is a natural outpouring of knowing that God is all that there is. Here are some quotes to kind of buoy this idea, and that is Luke 17:21, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. When Jesus was asked, is the kingdom over here? Is it over there? Is it up here? Is it down there? Jesus' response was, no, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So we are there's a mystic who had said that the circumference of God is everywhere. So God has its center everywhere, including within you, including within me. Dr. Ernest Holmes says, if God is to interpret himself to man, he must interpret himself through man. So in other words, for God to be active in this world, in its creation, it must do it through its creation. Dr. Holmes also says, and this is one of my favorite quotes, each of us is an outlet to God and an inlet to God. Beautiful. Very, very beautiful. So our session four focuses on unification, and it's the second step in our prayer. So it goes like this. God is all there is. It lives, moves, and has its beingness as me. God is and I am. So God is love. So we say, God is all there is, God is love, and then step two is, I am love. Or we can change it up. We can change up the verb in a way that reflects more of what it is that we desire. So I can say, God is all there is. There is nothing but this presence. God is all there is. And God is love. I am an expression of this divine love. Or I am love. Or I am love in form. Or I am the presence of God that has taken form as love. Or I am loving. Or I am beloved. God is love and I am its beloved. I am beloved. Or God is love and I am a lover. Or God is love and I am an expression of its love. Okay, so God is and I am. Step two, unification, I am. So let's talk a bit about the I am consciousness. Okay, linguistically, the verb is, God is, comes out of the verb to be. God is comes from beingness. So linguistically, God bees, or God is the life force. God is life itself, and I am alive. I am also this life. So the linguistics is God is and I am. I am is a singular form of the verb to be. And verbs are active action words. God is all shows up through and as the invisible. God is all shows up through and as the individual me in the form of I am. So God as all shows up as I am. Hebrew scholars say, and I love this, that I am, when the verb in the Bible, I am, when Moses met the burning bush, and we're going to talk about that here in a moment, that verb, that word, I am, was not only in the present form. That in the Hebrew language, I am did not just mean at this very moment, in this present tense, I am. It also means I always have been since the very beginning of time. It's a timeless verb. So it's I always have been. In the past, I was this. I am this at the very moment. In the future, I will be this until eternity. From the beginning of time all the way till eternity, in the timeless realm, I am. And it goes back to the concept of the omni, the omnipresent, the omniactive, the omniscient, the omnipotent, that God is the all-knowing. God is the all-powerful. God is the all-acting. God is the all-present. This goes back to the all-present. Time, as we know, is a construct made up by the human mind in order to track. It is an administrative tracking function. And it doesn't exist independently. It is something that, a construct we created to be helpful. So there really is this timeless realm. We laid time on top of and used it in a functional way, but there is a timeless realm, and in this timeless realm, the spiritual realm, I am, always has been, always will be. It exists now, it existed before, it'll exist in the future, it exists above us, it exists below us, it exists within us. It is an all-encompassing I am consciousness. So I love this story about Moses and the burning bush. Let me turn to my notes here for a minute. I have found myself as I teach this class closing my eyes and envisioning each one of you on the other end of the line. And when I do that, I don't see my notes. So I'm going to go to my notes here for a moment. I love the story of the burning bush and Moses, and that comes out of Exodus 3. And the story goes that Moses is tending to his flock far on the side of the wilderness of a mountain. And he sees in the distance a burning bush with what appears to be an angel in it. And he is allured by it. He is fascinated by it because although the bush is burning, it doesn't burn itself up. So something is going on with fire, with light, with life that is happening, that it is not, again, this shows in my mind, in my understanding, this shows the eternality of the light, of the life itself, that it is burning, but it doesn't burn up. So Moses sees this phenomena and must approach it. So he goes over to see what the New International Version of the Bible says is a strange sight. He's going to check out why this bush is not burning up. And as he gets closer to the bush, he hears his name, Moses, Moses. Moses, Moses, and Moses says, "Here I am." And then God says to him in the story, "Don't come any closer and take off your sandals because the place that you are standing is holy ground." And I love that and wanted to know more about what that meant. So at one point in my journey, I studied with some Hebrew scholars, and what I learned, which makes sense when we think about it, is that that our sandals are a form of comfort. Our sandals are a foot support. Our sandals keep us cushioned between our body and the earth. And so what God is saying is, look, take off your own support. Take off your own comfort. Become sensitive and become vulnerable. Become sensitive and become vulnerable because the ground you stand upon is holy. So in other words, God is your protection. God is your comfort. Wherever you are supported in and by and through and as this all presence, because everywhere you go is holy. Everywhere you go is holy. I just love that. I love the idea of become vulnerable to God. You know, like become naked, become vulnerable to the presence. So in this story, Moses shows up to this bush that's burning or appears to be burning, and yet it's not burning itself up. It's a strange phenomena. He hears a voice, which is God saying, "Moses, Moses," and he says, "Here I am." And God says, "Oh, don't come any closer, but take off your sandals because where you're standing is holy ground. You know, go ahead and trust me, trust me." And then he says to Moses, he says, "I am the God of your father. I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. I am God. I am the God." And then it goes on to say he's given instruction. And he's given instruction to go and to free the Israelite slaves that have been held captive in Egypt. And that he is to free them and bring them to the land of milk and honey, bring them to the place of abundance. And again, all of this, the way I read scripture, is a metaphor for our soul. It is so much more potent to me to know that I am to leave the land of the slave land, in order to make my way and my home into the good life, into the place of milk and honey, into the full and complete and total trust of God. And so to me, it's metaphoric. But in this story, God asks Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. And Moses says to God, "Oh my gosh, you know, who am I that I should go up to the Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God says, "Look, I'm going to be with you." So when I look at this for me, I'm like, oh, who am I to leave this fear I have of mine? You know, at least I know this fear. It's comfortable to me. And the presence within me says, wait, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. And then Moses says, okay, so when I go and they ask me who the God is that sent me, like, what am I supposed to say? And God says to Moses, tell them my name is I am that I am. Tell them I am sent you. Woo! Okay, so what that tells me is that I am, and we use, you and I use the words I am all day long, all day long. And what this scripture says is, I am is the word, is the name of God. So anything that follows I am is what we are calling forward in consciousness. Anything that follows the words I am is saying, this is my God. So if I say, oh, I am sad, I'm saying sadness is my God. Sadness is ruling me. If I say, I am disappointed and angry, I'm saying that the ruler of my life is disappointment and anger. If I say I am hurt, then I am saying that hurt, that pain is begot of me. And so when I woke up to the power of the two words I am, oh my gosh, it completely was transformational. So what happens when I am experiencing sadness? Well, when I'm experiencing sadness, I may say, I'm experiencing sadness. And I feel the sadness that I'm experiencing, but I know it's not who I am. If I'm feeling hurt, I may say, I'm feeling hurt, or that experience felt hurtful, or at this very moment, I'm really, really feeling the pain of hurt and I don't like it. But for me to say, I am hurt, to me, means that the God of my being has given my power to this experience called hurt. So I am conscientious to the idea of using other words like experience, like feel, like temporarily know, like at this moment. I can even use I am, although I try not to. I really, really try not to. But I can use it if I say at this very moment and only for a second, I am. Or I am feeling, not I am. I am feeling hurt or I am feeling sadness. But I tell you, when we get that power of those two words, I am, and learn to use them associated with powerful statements, then we've carved something out in our mind, in our consciousness that is so powerful. So to say God is all there is and God is love and I am love, that is powerful. That is powerful. And the more that those words are not throwaway words, the more that they are felt, intentional words, and are used consciously, Oh my goodness, how we are transformed. Whew! Powerful. This is a short lesson, but this is one mighty, mighty, mighty lesson. So the fourth step, the second step, the fourth session, is on unification. So God is step one, recognition. God is all there is, and it is a quality. Step two is, I am that quality. I am. God is love. God is all there is. God is love. Unification. I am love. God is all there is, and God is whole. I am whole, or I am wholeness, or I am expression of this wholeness of God. God is all there is, and God is beauty. I am the beauty of God. I am beautiful. I am beautiful.
Whew.
So our practice for this week is writing our prayer with the I am, with the moving from God is, all there is, God is the quality, to I am that quality. So session for practice is to notice how you use the words I am throughout this week. Practice using only empowering, kind, and true words following I am. Then email to me your perceived issue, the word of God, the quality of God that is its solution, its rectification. And then step one, label it recognition. Step two, label it unification, and send it to Rev Bonnie B at gmail.com. In the subject line, write session for assignment, and I will get back to you with feedback as soon as I possibly can. I am so grateful for each one of you on this call. I am so grateful for each person that will be listening to this and working it in the future. And I am so grateful that that presence of God lives within each one of us and that I'm awake to it. Ah. So let's go ahead and close in prayer, my friends. Whew. So again, with our feet planted upon the ground, feeling our breath in our belly, putting focus and attention in the middle of our forehead. So right here and right now, I just give thanks. I give thanks that the presence of God was all over our call tonight. It was in, through, and as me, and in, through, and as each one of us, that the God in me was speaking and activating the God in each and every person on this call. I give thanks that the allness of God is all pervasive. It is in, through, and as all life, and therefore it is within me, and it is within each and every person who is listening to the sound of my voice. God is, and I am, and we are. I give thanks for this. I give thanks for tonight. I release this prayer and celebrate the goodness of God, and so it is. Amen. Love and blessings, my friends.
The moderator has left the conference.